Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast for Tuesday evening, March 3rd, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
A BVC Biopharma Reports 2025 Form 10-K. A BVC Biopharma reported a significant increase in total assets to $21.06 million, up 179% from the previous year, driven by strategic acquisitions in Asia. The company's licensing model transferred development risk while retaining long-term value participation. ABVC also expanded its asset base in Taiwan, focusing on healthcare-related applications and biotech initiatives. This marks a shift towards a hybrid asset model, combining intellectual property, revenue potential, equity participation, and physical assets.
Heath Lister Holding SE, significant sales and margin growth in fiscal year 2025. Heath Lister Holding SE reported significant sales and margin growth in fiscal year 2025, with group sales up by 17% to approximately $450 million. The company's Q4 sales saw a 25% increase, reaching $120 million. Order intake rose by around 30% to just under $550 million, resulting in an order backlog of nearly $335 million. Pfister's profitability also saw a notable increase, with adjusted EBITDA reaching around $80 million.
Wendt Partners recognized as a top HubSpot partner for manufacturing companies. Wendt Partners has been recognized as a top HubSpot partner for manufacturing companies, earning the Manufacturing Industry Specialist badge. HubSpot selected Wendt Partners in 2025 to co-author the B2B CEO's Guide to Selecting and Implementing a Customer Platform for Industrial Enterprises. Wendt Partners remains a HubSpot Elite Solutions partner with SOC 2 and ISO 27001 certifications for IT security.
U.S. manufacturers are accelerating the shift from hexavalent chrome, as Maxterial opens a 14,000-square-foot production facility in Brown City, Michigan. The new facility aims to deploy next-generation coating technologies to meet tightening restrictions on hazardous chemicals. With a focus on industrial readiness, the company's patented process offers faster throughput, improved durability, and reduced environmental impact, positioning them as a leader in the market.
Shadow Systems, acquired by Rowe Strategic Capital, CEO Trevor Rowe, becomes ownership partner. In a strategic move, Shadow Systems, a Texas-based firearms designer and manufacturer, has been acquired by Rowe Strategic Capital. CEO Trevor Rowe is now an ownership partner in the company, which was purchased from Catalyst Holdings. The acquisition aims to fuel innovation and expand product offerings while maintaining business as usual for dealers and customers.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.